Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have more NBA playoff action for you tonight on ESPN Upstate. 7:30 airtime, 8 o'clock for the tip. Golden State, New Orleans. See if the Pelicans have any life in them. Are the Pelicans still breathing, or is it time to bury the Pelicans? It's coming up tonight here on ESPN Upstate. We will have the Clemson baseball series with Florida State. Doesn't start till tomorrow, but we will have the Saturday, Sunday, Monday Clemson baseball games. And we're just talking about whether weather might get in the way. I know there's possibility of some rain tomorrow, but as of right now, everything is on for that. South Carolina starts a series hosting Ole Miss tonight in Columbia, Founders Park. Everything on for that as well. So big weekend for area colleges as they try to make the final drive over the past 3 weeks or so of the regular season in college baseball in the area. It's Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo in the huddle, and it's time now for Three Questions at Three. All right, so today we're going to talk about NBA, we're going to talk a little NFL, and we're going to talk a little golf with three questions. Lonzo, question number one, please.
Well, since I was very offended by what you talked about earlier, I will wield my lightsaber for the entire segment.
Why do you have a lightsaber here?
For just such a purpose.
You keep it in the studio? You went to your office and got the lightsaber. I remember seeing you leave.
Now. It doesn't light up, though.
Why?
I'm asking Lonzo. I need it to light up. I need
because
no batteries in it.
This is a dark side lightsaber, and I obviously am a Jedi and not a Sith like the guy across from me. All right, let's get to question number one. The 76ers' Ben Simmons had 1 point last night. Only 1 point. Should we stop saying he's great?
He had to emphasize to say 1 point twice,
How many points did he have last night? I'll let you write. You've written some of the three questions. You are perfectly authorized to put your opinion into some questions.
Yes.
Like I do.
Okay.
In fact,
interject.
I'm going to make you go first with that,
and
I know exactly what you're going to say.
There's a reason why he won't let me write questions.
You can write questions.
Don't want my questions.
I can. It'll be Star Wars questions. So no.
It will now.
Go ahead, Richmond.
That's an easy answer.
Yes,
it's an easy answer.
We should stop, right?
No, we should not stop. I want to know who has actually even started saying that he's already great. I think we're saying that he has
you.
I'm saying he's going to be a transcendent player in the NBA.
That's not great.
Yeah. He's got some work to do, right? He fits into a category of elite comparisons that we see in the NBA where he's so – you can't define one position for him. At 6'10", he's running the point, but he can play multiple positions. And that's the same thing was happening with like a Magic Johnson, with LeBron James when he first came.
When in a key game did Magic Johnson get held to 1 point?
Oh, I have to go back and look at some stats. He might not have ever been held to 1 point, but I can promise you he had some bad games.
Yeah, but he kept shooting, kept getting a shot. The dude took four shots. He couldn't even get a shot off last night.
Well, again, he's not that type of player. He didn't even really play in the fourth quarter because he was playing so poorly, and Brett Brown made a decision to put him on the bench.
When did Magic Johnson get benched in the fourth quarter?
Well, that's why Magic Johnson is...
It was Magic Johnson.
Correct. And I'm not saying that Ben Simmons is Magic Johnson, and that's where we have to cool our jets a little bit.
I feel like Ben Simmons. Like, he's just unbelievably dominant, and I'm just waiting for it. All right, you keep telling me it's not stats. He's not really a scorer.
No.
Well, what is he?
He's averaging 16 points a game, eight rebounds a game, almost eight assists a game. So if we're all into this stat-driven league and comparison, how could you not look at that and say, wow? Because it's all about the triple-doubles. That's all we do with Russell Westbrook. He's got another triple-double. That's amazing. But Ben Simmons is He's almost averaging that as well as a rookie. And I don't care if it's his redshirt rookie year.
Yeah,
I
really
get there is a little bit of advantage for him, but he is going to be one of the players you're going to be talking about for years to come.
You know, as Ben Simmons' advocate, you didn't do a very good job. I just want to point that out. It's just not.
No, it's your opinion.
Yeah, I know. And according to the question, should we stop saying he's great? That implies that everyone in this room has said he's great, and I've never said he's great, and he shouldn't be Rookie of the Year. And it's proof of it. 1 point. They scored 1 point. That's horrible. Was it two shots for the three throw, or only a one shot? So did he miss one of them?
He
probably,
did.
Yeah.
So he missed one of the free throws. Yeah.
That's his weakness right now.
Bench him, man. He missed free throws.
I'm sorry. I mean, to be one of the greats when you get into pressure situations in games that really matter in the playoffs, you've got to show up. And not just point-wise, but everywhere else. And even on a bad day, the greats find a way to do something. When their shots aren't dropping, they rebound, they get assists, they do all that kind of stuff. He's not great.
He didn't even rebound. He had 5 rebounds.
Yeah, he's not great. He's not Rookie of the Year.
He didn't rebound. He had 5. He didn't rebound. He's only averaging 8.
5 rebounds is a big rebounding game now? Is that what you're
going to
tell
me? He's only averaging 8 a game.
Well, what is it that he does that's so great? Well, he doesn't score and he doesn't rebound.
He wasn't scoring, so he had energy. Why didn't he get more rebounds?
He's running the offense. He's getting the team into the flow of the offense.
He didn't do it last night, did he? Oh, man.
You're basing it off of one game.
Yeah, one critical game here. All right? Critical game. They're already down 1-0 to Boston, who should be beaten, who's missing 3 players. I guess they got one of them back. Already down 1-0, critical game, and he doesn't show up. I got that he was part of the game plan. I got that Brad Stevens made it his goal. You shouldn't be able to shut down great players. You shouldn't be able to make it your game plan and shut down truly great players. All right, here's
what you do. The Detroit Pistons held Michael Jordan to 8 points one game.
It wasn't one. And he got his shots off. That's the thing that bothers me about Ben Simmons last night. He took 4 shots. He quit. His head was not in the game. Ben Simmons ain't great.
You believe your own hype, that's all you got is hype. I guess we're moving on to question number 2 now.
You guys are thinking that I'm so sold on the fact that, or that, I guess my point is that I'm frustrated that you guys are so sold on that it's one game and that's defining his whole career.
No.
I'm going off of almost 100 games.
I have felt that Ben Simmons has been overrated since he came out of LSU. I think he was not great at LSU. They have bad teams. They have a losing record.
That means
one year
nothing.
At LSU. I don't know. There seems to be a pattern. Like Markel Fultz had a losing record in college, and he's been a dud so far in the NBA. They're not winners, man. Give me some winners out here. Ben Simmons is not a winner.
He's still got time to change your mind.
I've been emboldened by this crappy performance by Ben, and I'm staying silent no more. I don't believe in Ben Simmons. Lonzo, question 2.
I'm getting there.
I await that. I want to see that. What is that when that happens?
That was his tiger roar there. Is that what
his face is turning kind of red.
It is.
It is turning kind of red. So
it's getting hot in here.
All right. Question number 2. Matt Ryan of the Falcons will become the first NFL player to earn $30 million a year. Where do you rank Matt Ryan among active NFL quarterbacks?
All right. You want Alonzo or you want me to do it? Can't be Richmond. He went first last time.
Yeah, I'll go first.
It was bad when he did it. So
now he's critical of my performance.
I'll go first. He's definitely not top 5 for me. Do we have to have an exact number?
You're going to say? Just not top 5? Because no, he's not top 5.
Do we have to have an exact? Do you want an exact?
Where would you put him roughly? Out of 32 starting quarterbacks.
Middle of the pack. Definitely middle of the pack because we've seen him do really well, and we've seen him, just like we were just talking about Ben Simmons, we've seen him fail in the biggest of stages in the Super Bowl. Some would say he didn't fail, his defense failed. But, you know, you want to give that to Aaron Rodgers, he's going to win that game. Give it to Tom Brady, he's going to win that game. There's some other guys that could win that game. He did not. I've just always thought he was overrated. I just have.
Today is overrated day in the
league. Yeah, I just it definitely is.
Yes, it is.
Maybe even the third question will be overrated, but I don't think so. I don't think I can do that. But yeah, somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, look, Matt Ryan is certainly not top five, and I'd argue maybe not even top 10. He's somewhere around 10 to 15, and so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and put him around 12 in the NFL. He's going to make $30 million a year. I get it because he's next. It's time for his contract, and he's a quarterback, and he's been relatively successful. His passer rating last year was 15th in the league. And he has Julio Jones. And he's had good other receivers. He should be better. But I'll give Matty Ice in that 10 to 15 range. Richmond, where you at him?
I'm very cautious if I make any type of comments.
We've broken him.
He's looking at
right?
both of us. While he's making eye contact and everything.
No, I'm very confident in what I'm saying. And I'm going back to Ben Simmons here. Ben Simmons is going to be a guy you're going to be talking about. But let's talk about Matt Ryan right now. As big as a contract as he has now, and we've talked about how important the quarterbacks are in this league, you've got to have a franchise quarterback. I don't believe that Matt Ryan is a top five quarterback. And the stats show that. I'm having Matt Ryan probably around number 8. A little bit higher than you guys.
Yep.
But he's a very good quarterback. It drops off once. I mean, you've got the Brady's, the Rodgers, Big Ben, Drew Brees. But then after that, it's really a bunch of quarterbacks bunched together.
Carson Wentz now is pretty good.
Yes, he is. He's still limited in the number of the data points that we have. The sample size is still very small with Carson Wentz compared to some of these other guys.
I got that.
Would you take Nick Foles over Matt
No,
Ryan?
I'm taking Matt Ryan.
You're not even a starter.
Yeah, Nick Foles is a Super Bowl champion, though.
No, I got it.
To say.
I got it.
All these quarterbacks are bunched up once you're out of that top four. So they're all about the same, to be honest with
you. Joe Flacco or
Russell Wilson?
I'm going with Matt Ryan.
Are you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd just flip a coin.
Matt Ryan, passer-wise, was right there with Blake Bortles last year. You know, Blake Bortles had a decent year.
No, he did have a new offensive coordinator.
Yep. He's better than some.
It shows you also what happens. When he won MVP, guess who his offensive coordinator was?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan. Guess what happened with Jimmy Garoppolo when he got paired up with Kyle Shanahan? 5-0.
Would you rather have Garoppolo now than Matt Ryan?
That's a big yes for me.
It's a big probably for me.
It's something to think about for sure because of age, mm-hmm. longevity with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd have to think that he's got we know he's going to have a longer shelf life than Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But Matt Ryan still, he has some of those intangibles. Atlanta's also, I think it's a part of just for whatever reason, a franchise that just has this cloud over them.
Yeah, they still do.
They do. It's been that way for the longest time.
All right, let's get to someone who's not overrated, but he's probably done. It's looking like Tiger Woods may barely make the cut at the Wells Fargo tournament in Charlotte, given his 32nd place finish at the Masters. And now this, is it time to chill on the Tiger talk for a while? Again, that implies that we're all just so gung-ho, and I've been waiting for him to fail because that's just me. But no, I think he's done great coming back from – I mean, he had his back fused. How many people can come back from that? And I think he's playing a lot better than I thought he would, but he's never going to be the Tiger that everyone wants him to be. He's just not going to. He's too old.
He hasn't played better in the Masters and the Wells Fargo than I thought he would or hoped he would. I thought he'd finish higher than 32nd in the Masters. I thought he would do better than just barely make the cut today. I thought he, I'm not saying I thought he would win it or be in the final pairing or anything, but I thought, you know, Tiger Woods was, it looked like Tiger Woods was ready to be top 10 or 15 in some tournaments, and he's not doing it the last couple of them.
It doesn't even look close. I had him in the top 10 this week or this weekend. And maybe that's just part of, I'm hoping, because I want to see Tiger back. I want to see the redemption tour, so to speak. I want to be back engaged watching golf. And if he's not in it, as much as I like the Ricky Fowlers of the world and Adam Scotts of the world, and I need to see Tiger. That's what gets me back into the game.
Right now, and he's tied for 54th at Wells Fargo today.
Gosh.
See, I feel pretty cheated because I said he'd make it to 17. He's nowhere near 17.
Mm. I said top 10.
I mean, it'd probably be appropriate for people to just kind of chill on the Tiger Talk. Of course, we're not going to do that.
We can't.
Nobody's
going to
do that.
No, everybody wants him up there.
Yeah.
We want to see greatness.
Yeah. It's 71 and a 73. I'm not saying those are bad scores, but those don't win at the Wells Fargo.
No, they don't.
You got to be in the 60s, man.
Well, and I'm still surprised that we're not at 10 under, 12 under, and maybe we get to that point
at
the end
now.
Of the day.
Yeah, Aaron Wise is a
7. I thought for sure we'd already be there.
Yep. All right. Thank you. That's three questions for the day. Let's get a call from Jimmy before the break. He's been hanging on for a bit. I think he wants to talk about Mr. Simmons here. Hello, Jimmy. Welcome into the huddle.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. What do you think?
All right. I don't think you can judge Ben by one bad game. You can't take away from his accomplishments and his team's accomplishments this year. I mean, Philadelphia has been like the bottom dweller for several years in the NBA. So what him and the other young players and the other players on the team have done for Philadelphia has been fantastic. I mean, yeah, he had a bad game. I think the fire inspector for the city of Boston needs to be fired because that place was beyond capacity crowd. And TD Garden is very intimidating because of its history. So I just think that they got into his head and the crowd got into his head, and he just got out of the game. His coach benched him. The backup guard, O'Connell, little short guy, man, he was running circles around Boston. And he was in there for quite a while, and they finally brought Ben back in. But now, I don't think you can take away what Ben Simmons has accomplished this year. I think he is going to be a great player. And whatever issue he had, he needs to regroup and help them win the two games in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good comments, even if misguided.
Misguided, of course.
You shouldn't be able to get into Ben Simmons' head like that. You just shouldn't.
All right, so how great is Tim Duncan?
You got some stats.
Yeah, he had a playoff game. He scored 4 points.
That's four times as much as Ben Simmons.
That's more than one last time I checked.
But it's Tim Duncan, 7-footer.
How many shots did he take in that game? Do you know? I bet it wasn't four. I bet he kept playing, kept getting his shot, and just nothing went in for him.
One of nine.
All right, he took 9 shots.
1 of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tim Duncan had a pretty good career in the NBA.
Back in a moment. This is The Huddle, ESPN Upstate. 844-477-3776. Text line 71307. Twitter at ESPN Upstate. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Let's go back to the phones. We'll talk to Billy next. Hello, Billy. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Richmond, I got a question for you. That Tim Duncan game you're talking about, do you know what year that was?
Yes, I do. Let me scroll back up here and find that. That is 1997. So this was young
prior
in...
prior to his winning a championship.
Yeah, but this was young in his career as well. So it's not like it was at the end of his career.
That kind of kills my argument in a way because I thought maybe it was at the end of his career, but I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. I mean, I don't think that Simmons is going to be a bust or anything, but what equity has he built up? Regular season doesn't matter unless you're Russell Westbrook or, you know, Durant prior to latching onto the Golden State just to win a championship. I mean, regular season's nothing. I don't think the kid has built up any equity yet. I think it does matter what he does in the playoffs. That's where you build your reputation. Everybody doesn't know Michael Jordan because of all the great games he had, you know, in regular season, which he had plenty of them, let's be honest. But everybody remembers the 63 that he put up against Boston when it was one man versus a, you know, a championship team. And then they remember all those championships. What he did in the postseason matters. And that's not to say that Simmons is not going to win a championship. I'm not going to go out on that limb. I think he probably will. But he's not built any equity up yet just based upon what he's done in the regular season. There's a lot of guys coming into this league and put up a lot of big numbers when it doesn't matter and then never win a championship. And that does matter.
And this game is built on potential, and I see potential. And let's give him some time. He's only played 7-8 NBA playoff games to his career. So he's still got time to build up that equity, as you're mentioning. And I agree with you, Billy. There is an aspect that the regular season is obviously not as important as far as what you do in the playoffs and help your team advance. But let's give him time.
But do any of you – and I agree with that. I'm not saying he – listen, he's a young guy. I think he's probably going to win championships. But does any of you three guys, this includes Lonzo, really care what Westbrook does in the regular season? That year, last year when he averaged the triple-double, did it really matter? Because he makes nobody around him better. And that's why Harden and Durant couldn't wait to get out of there. It doesn't matter to me what you do individually. What matters to me is what you do as far as your team. And if you can carry someone over, and I don't give Durant any credit for winning the championship at Golden State because they were winning before he got there. Mm-hmm. I just think that there are just some guys that does not make anyone better around them. And that's not to say that Durant is not a great player. He clearly is one of the top two or three talents in the world, not just in the NBA. But he didn't make anyone around him better. If he did, he would have won a championship prior to going to Golden State because they had talent at Oklahoma City enough to win a championship. If you look at somebody like LeBron James, you can clearly see where he makes everyone around him better. And he has won championships not in spite of him, but because of him. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen with Simmons. It's way too early, but he's got no equity in my opinion yet. We'll see. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it, guys.
Preach, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. So where do you put Steve Nash?
Where do I put him?
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
He's a great player.
Hall of Fame.
Are you talking about because he didn't score a ton of points? What are we talking about?
Yeah, 2003 Western Conference playoffs against the Trailblazers. 0 points.
How many assists?
1 rebound.
How many assists?
3 assists. 4 turnovers.
How many minutes did he play?
0-for-4 from the field.
What happened to him?
Was he injured?
No, just had a horrible game. Had a horrible game, but nobody based their perception of Steve Nash's career based on that one game.
Was this before or after he cut his hair?
Oh, so now we're going to say that he's Samson.
He didn't play as well after he cut his hair. I'm just saying.
I don't put Steve Nash at the level that we're talking about. I mean, you're talking about – so you're saying basically Ben Simmons will be at least as good as Steve Nash. That's
yes.
What you're giving me. All right.
Yes, he will.
All right. Well, that's fine.
You can't tell me Steve Nash is not one of the best point guards in the NBA history.
You think Ben Simmons is going to distribute the ball like Steve Nash did?
Yeah. He had 7 assists last night.
Wow.
Okay. He's 6'10", running the point. He had 7.
Five rebounds.
Oh, 5.
Yeah, 7 assists. At one point. And listen, here's the thing. I'm trying to picture, envision, make a mental picture of the 76ers putting the game on the shoulders of Ben Simmons, and everybody knows he's getting the ball, and nobody can stop him. And I don't see it. Last night, they sure stopped him. I mean, maybe every other coach won't be as good as Brad Stevens at stopping him. But you shouldn't be able to shut down greatness like they did last night. So I question the greatness.
It's okay to question it. I get that.
Okay. That's all I'm doing.
I'm just not defining him as a bust.
I didn't say that. I didn't use that word. I did not call him a bust. I'm not calling him a bust. He's a good player. I think he's overhyped.
Okay. Well, I'm not basing the hype off of one game. I'm looking at what he's done through the course of the season. I know it's different. It's not the playoffs.
Man, you better show up for the playoffs or you're going to be a bust.
And he did in the Miami Heat series.
Yeah. See what he does from here on out. It was shockingly bad last night, Richmond. You can't argue with that. Shockingly bad for Ben Simmons last night.
Shockingly bad just because he scored one
everything.
Point.
But
he had seven assists, five rebounds.
He didn't help us. No. No.
What do you mean no?
I don't care about the seven assists and the five rebounds. His team
still
needed
him. Time to mature. He's young.
Okay. Give me that.
Everybody's trying to put him already into this maturity level of a 33-year-old guy in the league.
He's not there. I've just heard a little too much for my taste about Ben Simmons. That's what this boils down to.
It does. I can tell.
A little too much Ben Simmons.
And I don't think we've heard enough.
And I don't think he's earned it. And, man, did I get a weapon in that argument last night. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben, for that little bullet to add to the arsenal. 844-477-3776. Got to hit another break. We'll come back in a moment. The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Is it wrong of me to question Bill Belichick's appointment to the President's Council on Nutrition, Physical Fitness, whatever it is? I mean, he's not exactly the poster boy for that, is he?
Come on, he flashes the guns all the time with no sleeves.
Really?
I mean, look at that. Gun show.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. 844-477-3776. Back to the phones. It's Chuck next in the huddle. Hello, Chuck. Welcome in.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing well, Chuck. What's up?
Well, I just kind of wanted to put my 2 cents worth in on the comment on the topic y'all had about Ben Simmons.
Sure.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think I'm a Boston Celtic fan. I guess that goes when I was because I like Larry Bird. But, you know, I think Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell from Utah should have been the ones that the top running for the MVP. They keep talking about Ben Simmons, and I don't. You know, Ben Simmons is kind of like your typical player, young player today. They can't shoot. They don't have no type of jump shot, and they can't shoot free throws. And I think Ben Simmons, he could be good later on, but right now I'm not impressed with him either.
Thank you, Chuck. Chuck preaching here. You're Chuck wrong too, Richmond?
Yeah, I think he's wrong.
Okay. That's fine.
And yes, I understand it's one bad game. And the optics look bad, but come on, you've got to understand that Ben Simmons is going to be a great player. Nobody said he's MVP.
You don't have to understand that.
Why do we have to understand?
You can look at what he does on the court. It's the eyeball test that tells you that as well.
Tells me he's going to be a good player.
Nobody ever said that he's MVP. I'm not even certain he will actually win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Because Donovan Mitchell
should get it.
Should get Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that Ben Simmons still can't be one of the most transcendent players that we'll see for this generation.
I think you're overusing transcendent if you're putting him in that category.
I'm tired of hearing up-and-coming, transcendent, all that kind of stuff. Go out there, play, and let your play
Well, give him some
that.
Time. You're basing it on one game.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No. One game triggered the conversation.
So you're not showing all the triple doubles that he's had this year.
Mm.
The games that he had against Miami in the playoffs. You're not talking about that. You're talking about this one game, and then you want to categorize him and his career off of one game.
I'm not saying he's a flop. I'm saying he's been overhyped. Overhyped is Ben Simmons. When you're looking up at the dictionary, there's his picture. Overhyped. I don't get the hype for Ben Simmons.
Because he's 6'10 and he's running the point.
Why is that good? Why do you need a 6'10 guy running the point?
Because he's versatile. He's got so many options.
Except for scoring.
Yeah, he can't shoot from out there.
There's a lot of guys that improve their shooting over their career. Yep, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. Look at LeBron James. His shooting has gotten better
over
the years.
Ben Simmons is going to be a shooter a couple years down the road. I mean a really good shooter. He might improve. He might improve.
He's definitely going to improve.
Yeah. Here is how Boston dealt with Ben Simmons, according to Brian Windhorst of ESPN.
Brad Stevens is decided that the most important thing in this series is to keep the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands, to force the ball out of his hands, and to keep him from being a playmaker. And if that means that Joel Embiid has a 40-point game and yaps and talks on Instagram and everything, Brad is fine with it.
I love that. Yeah. He'll let Joel Embiid do all the tweeting he wants to do if he can shut down Ben Simmons like he did last night.
So what does that tell you, the importance of Ben Simmons to Philadelphia and their success, if Brad Stevens is making it a point that everything that they have to do from a defensive perspective is stop Ben Simmons, let Joel Embiid and the rest of the guys go off. J.J. Redick, it doesn't matter how many threes he shoots.
You can't shut down J.J. Redick.
We've got to stop Ben Simmons. Why wouldn't he say, we've got to stop J.J. Redick, because 3 points are more valuable than 2 points?
Maybe it's because he knows he can get in the head of Mr. Simmons.
No, maybe because he knows that if Ben Simmons continues his play that he's done over the course of the year, Philadelphia is going to be a hard team to beat.
Maybe he knows he can't shut down Joel Embiid, but he can shut down Ben Simmons. I bet Brad Stevens, I'll bet part of it was, hey, this guy's a rookie, allegedly, and we can get in his head.
Because he's young, yes, and that there's definitely an aspect of that. All of the guys at some point had the ability to be shut down based on their mental aptitude, no matter how great they were. We saw that happen.
They're not all equal in that regard, though, Richmond.
Hey, LeBron James, he had tough stretches early on. Yeah. He left the court before the game was officially over against the Celtics, his first run with Cleveland. And that's how immature he was. Scottie Pippen wouldn't even go back into the game because he was so mad and complained of migraines. So you can't just lump Ben Simmons, the only guy that might have had a moment of mental.
You know what's
weakness.
Bothering me in your entire argument is you keep lumping Ben Simmons with all these all-time greats, and he's been in the league 2 years, one of which he didn't play because of injury. 5 years from now, maybe you can have that argument. But
I'm not lumping him
into. All we have is hype.
I'm not lumping him into those players. I'm trying to put analogies together in comparison so you can see that these other guys had same type of situations.
The greats do the same thing Ben Simmons is doing, is what you're saying. But it is pretty darn rare that you will see LeBron James with 1 point and four shots in a game. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, LeBron James is one of the greatest players, if not ever.
Right.
You know what? 5 years.
I'm not saying Ben Simmons is going to be that.
5 years from now, Ben Simmons may not even be in the league. He may not. He's already shown that he could be injured. How many other guys have come in, they've been promising, have had a good season like Ben Simmons has had, and then they burn out, and you don't see him again? So you're comparing him to all these guys that have been in the league in a long time, and I just don't think you can do that because he hasn't been here long enough.
Yeah, I'm not in the least suggesting that this guy's going to be a bust. Never use that word for him, but I am suggesting that he may be just a good, not great player in the NBA.
Yeah. And I think
that fair?
That is very fair.
All right.
And I get it based on the small body of work. You've only seen 1 year of him. I'm going off of the same body of work, and my opinion is that I see what he does on the court, that he will be a guy that you're going to be talking about for years.
A great player. Truly great player.
Yes.
Franchise player.
Yes.
Build a team around him.
Yes.
He's the man.
Yes.
And on a good team, not just a franchise player on a bad team.
I don't know if you could get any worse than Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that was arguably the worst team in the NBA.
I got that, but I mean, it was way more than Ben Simmons that got him turned around. Way more. 844-477-3776. up against the last break. We'll wrap it up next in the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Time for one more check-in on the golf tournament in Charlotte, Wells Fargo Championship. Aaron Wise has just retaken the lead. He's at 7-under. He's on hole number 15. So Wise, the sole leader now in the second day of the Wells Fargo. We have a couple guys at minus 6, Peter Malnati and Jason Day. Jason Day's moving up the board. He's at minus 6 as well. Charles Schwartzel now at minus 5 alone. So he is just one shot back of Day and Malnati. Johnson Wagner has fallen back to minus 4. Paul Casey at minus 4. Sam Saunders, Kyle Stanley, Nick Watney, among others, at minus 3. It does not look like Tiger Woods will be going home early. He is at plus 2, finished up a good bit earlier, and the projected cut is at plus 2. Tiger had to hit a birdie, a 13-foot putt, on the last hole today to save his weekend.
So there's the pressure putt he had to make.
Yep.
He's going to get his confidence now.
He said to the media after, "I'm on a hot streak now."
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Relative to what he's done.
Yeah. He talked about how this course is pretty tough, Quail Hollow. They've altered it in advance of the 2017 PGA Championship. They have a different strain of grass on the greens. They're firm but not as quick. He said that normally happens on slower greens, that he's always putted faster greens well. Slower greens, he kind of struggles. So, anyway, I don't know. That's going to be a sign of things to come for the weekend. But it looks like Tiger will be playing on the weekend. It also looks like Phil Mickelson will play on the weekend because he's at plus 1, but he's only on hole number 11. If you know Phil Mickelson, anything can happen.
Yes, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
But it might be a good opportunity to be able to watch some golf this weekend. Tiger's in it. I'll watch.
Yeah, Tiger's in it, and Phil, too. He should be playing. Couple of other scores of note here. I'm just kind of scrolling through the lineup. Some guys that are not currently going to make the cut at plus 3. Yeah, Brian Harman, who won this thing last year, doesn't look like he'll make the cut this year. Also, you have, Bill Haas at plus 4. Bill Haas has not had a good round today. He's plus 4 for the day. He was par yesterday, but he's going to the 10th hole at plus 4, so he needs to do some work on the back 9 if he's going to play on the weekend. Kevin Kisner is already finished, so he's out of it at plus 5, 72 and a 75, the Aiken golfer. Jonathan Bird also out of it at plus 5, 71 and a 76 for him in the first two rounds. Adam Scott used to be a good golfer, didn't he? When's the last time Adam Scott was in the hunt for a
Was the Masters his last?
I don't know. He hasn't done much lately. Adam Scott's still playing today, though. He's on hole number 9. He's at plus 5, so he's probably not going to make the cut. Luke Glover's out of it. He had 274s for plus 6, so he's done. Ben Martin, plus 6. He's still playing. He'd have to get really hot on the last, 11 holes or so to be able to make the cut this weekend. So that's where it stands in Charlotte right now. Good calls. We appreciate it. Thanks for your contributions today.
Hey, Greg. May the 4th be with you.
He got it in there. Mm.
Mm. Do I get to punch you now?
If you want.
Yes, may the 4th be with you all. I've already ticked off the Star Wars fans today. Thanks for listening. Straight Up with Sturge is next. We'll be back on Monday at 1 o'clock in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. We'll see you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.